Welcome to your five for the day. The Women's Institute, the good old WI, was formed in 1915 to revitalise rural communities and encourage women to become more involved in producing food during the First World War. Since then, the organisation's aims have broadened, and the WI is now the largest voluntary women's organisation in the United Kingdom, with over 222,000 members in 6,300 WIs. Today, it plays a unique role in providing women with educational opportunities and the chance to build new skills, to take part in a wide variety of activities, and to campaign on issues that matter to them and their communities. It is more than Jam and Jerusalem, as it was when the first WI meeting in the UK was held in Llanfair Pwll in Anglesey in 1915. Education and the sharing of skills have always been at the heart of the organisation, and this remains true today. The Bible tells us of many women who pleased and worshipped God. Dorcas, a typical WI woman, was one who dedicated herself to the needs of others. She put God's work before her own personal interests and affections. She was alert to the opportunities which were round about her, and did the Lord's work effectively in a quiet and unsung manner. Dorcas was a woman whose deeds displayed love, the love of God, which was recognised in the feeling which the community experienced when Dorcas died. They remembered her self-consuming service, her compassion, her faithfulness, her charity and love, and they knew that they had lost their dearest friend, one who truly showed God's love to them all. Thankfully for them all, upon her death the Apostle Peter was near at hand, and responding to their request for help, he turned to God in prayer. Then, with assurance in his heart that God would answer his prayer, he demonstrated the power of faith by turning to Dorcas and calling her by her Jewish name, said, "Tabitha, arise." The name of Jesus, which had raised the dead, caused the lame to walk, cured the lepers, and given sight unto the blind, now caused Dorcas to open her eyes and live again. The action was a demonstration of the power and love of God, with quietness, but with confidence. Simultaneously, it was an act of mercy on the part of God. The outcome was the establishment of faith and joy in the whole city. God had put his stamp of approval upon the works of Dorcas in caring for the poor, and he had certified the truth of his gospel, which is still available to us today, if only we believe. Love can surely rescue a heart in deep despair, a heart that has given up and no longer feels God near. Love can breathe new meaning when there's nothing left inside, when there's no feeling or emotion, just dryness in our lives. Love can restore new hope after it's withered and died, for hope is what will get us through, and love can be its guide. For God's love is the answer to our broken, empty lives. As we come with an open heart, he can dispel all the hurt inside. And he will heal our brokenness, and lovingly he will bind the wounds that have left us scarred and bring soundness to our minds. So give it over to God's love, our lives and all that we are. Then we will know and walk in his love, for his love shall dwell in our hearts. Thank you for listening. God bless you.